One of the coolest things about sports is it's a great equalizer. It doesn't matter what you look like, how tall you are, how skinny or strong you are, whatever it might be. If you're in the race car, talent eventually shows. And that's what's something that's really, really cool about our sport.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line a member of one of the great family of motorsports and driver, the number 21 legendary Motorcraft Ford for Wood Brothers Racing in Chicago this week, making it happen. It's the one and only Harrison Burton. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's cool to be in Chicago. I haven't been here for a while since we stopped racing at Chicagoland, so good to be back and going around the town today. I'm excited about it.
Well, you always get to do cool stuff. One of the other times talking to you, you were flying with the Thunderbirds, and now here you are leading the way for the entire sport as a great ambassador for it. How does that happen, Harrison? When they got cool stuff going on, they just say, like, I don't know, who should we, let's get Harrison to do it.
I guess so. I guess I'm the guy that signs up for it, right? So I don't know. I don't know how they chose me to come do this stuff. I guess they figured out of the group of wild race car drivers that we have, I would be the one that would be the least dangerous with the microphone. that's my job for today, is not screw anything up, I guess.
Well, you have that background, right? So you have a little bit of tutelage on the family side. You are really the next generation in a NASCAR family. Your dad and uncle, great stars in the sport. And you're here helping to build that next generation of fans in Chicago with kids and schools and all that. So talk about some of the things you're going to be doing while you're here.
Yeah, we're going to just, well, exactly kind of what you said, just, you know, really focus on trying to promote this race. This race is a great opportunity for us to kind of, I think, get some new fans involved, some people that maybe wouldn't really pay attention to our sport otherwise, and, you know, just make them as aware as possible, I think, going into this, you know, race that's coming up. For me, I always have more fun when I understand what's going on in a sport, right? You know, whether it's watching Patrick Mahomes throw a football, you see him throw a football and then you pick up a football and try and do it, you know that, well, I cannot do what he does, or you know, whatever it might be. So for me, I've gotten to meet a lot of really cool athletes and understand, you know, either how big they are or how fast they are, what their mindset is like. And it just makes me fall in love with whatever sport that they're doing. You know, I've gotten into sports I would say I didn't expect to, or people wouldn't expect me to be a fan of. Just through getting to know people. So, you know, on a broad horizon, that's kind of my goal this week and really anywhere I go and have an appearance like this, is just share basically what I care about, you know, and what makes racing really cool, what the challenges are, what makes it different from just driving down the road. You know, it's as simple as that sometimes for some people that, you know, have never been exposed to racing ever. You know, it's really hard to explain what it's like. So just do that the best I can and try and make them interested and, you know, hopefully have some more fans for our sport and whether they root against me or for me, I'll be happy. At least it's eyes on.
I mean, it's easy to see what makes it cool, right? It's big, it's bright, it's loud, it's fast, it's all of those things. But unlike, let's say, Patrick Mahomes or even NBA players or some of those players that just depend on their physical talents, we know it's a physical sport and you guys are athletes, but you have the machine, right, to it. There's so much science involved. It's all physics, right? And so you can come into some of these schools and talk to these kids. There's stuff that they're doing every day in their classes with, whether it's math and science, right, that fits right into racing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was in high school, I was a professional race car driver in high school still. I went to a normal high school and I would miss Fridays because I had to fly and all the teachers would just slam a bunch of makeup work on my desk and I would have to do that when I was flying around and I really fell in love with, you know, I wasn't ever the best student because I was never in class because I was always racing, but I did fall in love with a couple subjects because I could relate it to what I do or what my engineers are working on. And, you know, whether it's, you know, working with CAD or physics, like you said, or there's just, you know, math in general, there's so many things that had I not stayed in high school and understood, you know, well with, and kind of apply myself to what I wanted to do, I wouldn't understand as well now that I'm talking to these super high level engineers that all have these college degrees and I kind of have to try and keep up with them a little bit so I can help them do their job. And so, yeah, school's huge for that for me and glad I did that because that's been a tool in my career for me is to kind of try and understand those things and apply what I learned in physics class or whatever it might be. And at least try and keep up with the super smart guys that are on my race team. They're certainly smarter than I am, but I can try.
Well, on the education side, you had that background, right? You could just walk out to the garage and like your dad's like, here's what you're doing. You know, here's how this works or whatever. So you had it one-to-one. And to have that saying, though, if you can see it, you can be it. You had your family in front of you. You saw them doing it. And you're not that far out of high school yourself. And so you can go ahead and do that. But to have you in person in front of them has got to be exciting for them. How is that for you, though, too? Because it's changed a lot. I remember talking to Kyle Petty 20 years ago, like, how could a kid, it isn't like a regular sport like football, you can just go out for. I said, how can a kid who wants to be a racer, how can he get into it? And his answer to me, Harrison, was know someone with a lot of money. That was his answer, right? And that's all it was. Where now, I mean, there's just so much outreach from NASCAR and the sport to get people involved.
Yeah. NASCAR's, like you said, trying to outreach and get people from all kinds of different backgrounds involved. And at the end of the day, if you've got the talent, we want you in the sport. And so, that's becoming more and more the driving factor. You see ways to get into racing becoming more accessible, whether it's a local go-kart track or, iRacing has really kind of bridged that gap. And now NASCAR has a sanctioned Xbox League, right? Where there was race teams that were all virtual on their Xbox game. And then on top of that, the iRacing stuff. And so all that is really as good as, of an idea or whatever to kind of get that basic entry level much easier for a lot of people. And that's been a good thing for us. There's been drivers that have come from just iRacing backgrounds. If I think of Rajah Kruth or I think Parker Retzloff is in the Xfinity series as well, kind of the same thing. William Byron was one of the first guys that did that. So there's all these drivers that are now young and up and coming that I have never heard of until they got into NASCAR because they weren't racing the same things that I did coming up through the series, but they were racing on the internet. And so that's really cool for us. And like I said before, if you're good enough, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you came from. It's just about what you're doing right now. And that's one of the coolest things about sports is it's a great equalizer. It doesn't matter what you look like, how tall you are, how skinny or strong you are, or whatever it might be. If you're in the race car, talent eventually shows. And that's what's something that's really, really cool about our sport. I was never the fastest guy. I was never the strongest guy in high school, but I, could drive a race car pretty well. And now I'm a, quote unquote professional athlete. Right. And so, that's pretty neat for sure.
You think about this, the impact on the streets of Chicago, never been done before by the Cup Series and having that opportunity. You're going to impact so many people, many of them young, new fans that you don't even realize. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the things specifically you're going to be doing. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. The All Kids Bike Partnership, and then you got After School Matters Partnership. So you're going to be there with those kids. You're going to help kind of integrate into the things that they're already doing and build racing into it.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of hit the nail on the head. We're bouncing around and doing all those things that you spoke on and just, trying to, like you said, just kind of grow the sport, make it relatable to them. And I'm not that far out from being in school. I'm not that far out from being one of those kids, right? I can still remember pretty recently when I was, doing after school programs or whatever it might be at my school when I was, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I always thought it was cool whenever there was somebody that I knew, from TV or whatever would come. And I thought that was really neat when I was a kid. So hopefully I can do the same thing. And hopefully there's a couple kids that are into racing already. And if not, then we'll try and make it that way for sure.
Harrison, it's going to be the biggest moment in a lot of these kids' life. And it's going to be something that they're going to look back on years from now, whether they just become a fan or become the next Harrison Burton. They're going to look back to the time when you came into that classroom, just kind of making things happen, supporting the street race. It's going to be great. Last thing is, does a Harrison Burton even ride a bike when you're a kid, or is your dad like pushing in a super late model? Like, how does that work? Did you even do any of that?
Heck yeah, man. I actually learned how to ride a bike at a racetrack. I scuffed my knees up and then had to hop in my, I was racing something called a quarter midget at the time. And so I had bloody knees and a fire suit, and sweat, blood, and fabric is not a good combination. So I remember that very vividly. I was like 5 or 6 years old, falling off the bike, and eventually had kind of learned how to ride it. My dad's the kind of dad that wasn't going to hold me on the bike. He was going to let me bust my tail, laugh at me, and then pick me up and make me do it again. And that was the best way for me to learn. So that's what happened. And learned how to ride a bike at track. Yep, I did all those things. I played in, you know, sports in middle school and high school, and eventually had to drop that because I got a little bit too busy, obviously. But yeah, I was pretty normal childhood, I would say.
You know what, Harrison, enjoy the city, enjoy Chicago. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. I know they're going to enjoy you as well. And thanks so much for everything you're doing to grow the sport, to promote the race, and of course, here in the city this week. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and excited to be here. So sure, we'll talk soon.